Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Fancy going on holiday in 110 degrees? Well then, come to Europe. Hello, you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Rahul Tandon, in for Leanna Byrne. Good morning to you. It is holiday season here in Europe, but like parts of the US, the continent is baking. Meteorologists are warning temperatures look set to hit new highs across southern Europe over the next week. Seville in Spain is predicted to reach 112 degrees Fahrenheit or 43 degrees Celsius. That's if you live there. It's pretty hot. The BBC's climate editor, Justin Rowlett, reports from, you guessed it, Spain.
Temperatures in southern Spain are already pushing into the 40s. It means it is almost impossible to work outside. Colin Brown runs an animal sanctuary inland from Alicante.
It's been extremely hot this year. Like, I normally get up at like 8, 9 in the morning, but I'll be getting up at like 5 just to get things done by 9 o'clock. It's just harsh.
And it is too hot for the tourists too, his main source of donations. So Colin has had to close the place. Weather systems like this are common in summer, but climate change is turbocharging them, driving up the peak temperatures. Professor Freddie Otto is a climatologist at Imperial College in London.
Humans are 100% to blame for the upwards trend in global temperature that we are seeing. All the observed warming is because of our burning of fossil fuels.
Meanwhile, in the US, a heat dome over the Southwest has left tens of millions of people under extreme heat warnings. Death Valley in California hit 53.9 Celsius on Sunday, not far off the all-time global temperature record of 56.7 degrees Celsius, which was recorded in July 1913. In short, 2023 is turning out to be an exceptionally hot year.
A very hot Justin Rowlett there. Let's stay on that holiday theme, because if you fancy going on a cruise to Europe, you may no longer be able to go to one of its most popular tourist spots. The Dutch city of Amsterdam has announced it will ban cruise ships from docking in the city. The BBC's Ollie de Albert Hansen, well, he can explain why.
Amsterdam City Council has said that large cruise ships are not in line with the sustainable ambitions of their city. Basically, they say they're too polluting and the city can't handle thousands of passengers being dropped into it. As it stands, only 1 million people live in Amsterdam, yet 20 million people visit it every year. The council also says it wants to build a new bridge and large cruise ships won't fit underneath it.
Let's do the numbers. China has announced further measures to try and boost its flagging economy. The government wants people to buy more EVs, so they're going to cut the cost of electric charges and extend tax breaks. And the world's most valuable mining company, that is Glencore, says it expects to earn profits of over $4 billion this year. At the Women's Soccer World Cup, the Nigerian team this morning threatened to hold a sit-in protest at their hotel over unpaid bonuses and allowances. That's dating back to 2016. It highlights that ongoing pay disparity between men and women's soccer. But the argument for investment in the women's game, well, it's now stronger than it ever has been. The BBC's Joe Critcher has been taking a look.
Ahead of her last World Cup, the USA's star striker, Megan Rapinoe, says investors should recognise the potentially huge returns of the game.
If you're not investing, if you're not putting resources to it, you're sort of missing out on a massive cultural moment.
Investment in women's soccer is growing. This year, the FIFA Women's World Cup has its first ever global partnership with Visa, worth $20 million.
Visa, proud sponsor of the FIFA Women's World Cup.
The value of women's sport media rights globally is also increasing. In the US, it rose to $50 million in 2022, up from $37 million the year before. And it doubled in the UK, France and Germany. But Mydal Moda from market researchers NRG and Ampere Analysis says a lack of primetime TV coverage is holding it back.
Brands who are looking to get into sports sponsorship because they want to increase their awareness won't look to women's sports because they just won't be able to get the exposure that they need there.
Women's soccer is now looking for that exposure elsewhere. The global streaming service DAZN has bought the rights to show national leagues and European games, some of them for free, on YouTube. Andrea Ekbud is its rights director.
It feels like it's not only having a moment, but it's having a movement. Fans have tuned in from over 230 countries and territories.
Lower league clubs are turning to social media platforms. 2 years ago, Burnley FC Women became the first UK club to stream games live on TikTok.
Entertainment now on TikTok.
Burnley's commercial director is Gordon Kay.
It's about getting the game out there, getting young girls, young guys engaged in the sport so that they become more attached to that game and it can help the game grow.
Rich Waterworth is TikTok's general manager for the UK in Europe. He says there's a captive market, which in turn brings in the advertisers.
We've seen the growth of consumption and participation around women's sport being absolutely massive. Women's football has had now over 750 million views as a hashtag, the hashtag women's football.
It's now hoped mainstream broadcasters start to recognise the growing popularity of women's soccer. If they do, there could be many more offers on the table for the rights to show the US National Women's Soccer League when the current deal ends in October, especially if the USA manage to win their third World Cup in a row. I'm the BBC's Jo Critcher for Marketplace.
And finally, electric flying taxis are soon to become a sight in the skies over one of South America's most gridlocked cities, Sao Paulo. The Brazilian plane maker Embraer has received 3,000 orders for the helicopter-like taxis. They hope to have them up in the air by 2026. Wouldn't mind a ride myself. I'm Rahul Tandon with the Marketplace Morning Report. That's from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.